Yeah, just keep talking because, you know, some little asshole punk son of a bitch named Alex is, you know, doing this shit with my phone.
Yeah, I know. I got a recording of it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, and I'm sure, I'm really quite sure, okay? I mean, I'm really quite sure right now, at this point in time, that the little punk motherfucker is listening in on this conversation. I'll tell you what, though, Saturday night.
Okay.
That's promise, right?
That's promise.
You're going to be here.
Promise.
6 o'clock, I'm burning steaks.
That's promise.
I'm burning steaks and drinking some beer.
That's a promise.
All right.
Okay.
Be here.
I will.
All right, kid. I'll talk to you then.
You be good, bud.
Hey, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
And I got cowboy hat, fishing pole, and scarves and shit hanging on my wall. And I'm going to tell you what, Alex. Listen to me, brother. I told you that I'd back off, but don't you ever pull any more fucking shit on me.
Get a life phone, loser.
We've been trying to call you, and your name is Roy. What is your last name?
It's your bell.
So I'm being called on the telephone.
Yeah, just write that.
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
I know that the phone's not a toy. I just got a call from a Roy. The number shows up and it's spoofed. Says he's at my house replacing my roof. Man, this guy's a jerk for this. I just rushed home, left work for this. No one's at my house on my roof. This Roy guy, what a goof. We just made a non-sweet pool and the landlord says not cool. Not on the lease, my name's Roy Chevelle, unit 203. I'm a tenant from hell. There's a tunnel system attached. We found a secret hatch. Don't get smart with me and I'm tight. This is now an archaeological dig site.
Thanks, Brandon, for that intro song. What a great intro song. Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, Brad. This one's brought to you by Fun Society Arcade, Synth Head, Gobi, Edward G., and High School Graduate. Those are a few of the supporters over on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Welcome new Patreon people like Default Cecil, or I guess welcome back. I remember you, Default Cecil, and Matthew G., they just signed up recently. I have a news story here that I'm apparently required to read because a bunch of people have sent this to me, and it was posted in the PLA Facebook group. A Sheboygan serial toilet clogger has been sentenced to 150 days in jail, plus probation. This is a good story just because I get to say the word Sheboygan. This guy named Patrick B. Mann was charged with 12 misdemeanors of criminal damage to property because he was going into bathrooms and shoving plastic bottles down the toilets to clog them up, making water overflow from the toilet. And I guess he was doing this in places that he worked at. He worked for a temp agency. They'd give him jobs, and these various jobs would notice that their toilets were suddenly being clogged up. So he's being kind of dumb about it. I mean, come on, go to a Walmart or something, clog up their toilets. You don't shit where you work. I think that's how the saying goes. That's kind of a weird thing to be doing, going around clogging up toilets with water bottles. Was he putting them in the bowl or in the tank? I don't understand how this works. Unless they're those bottles you can kind of scrunch up in your hands and just kind of shove down into the bowl. Maybe that's what he was doing. So I guess what I'm required to do soon is some more Will It Flush calls with water bottles. I'm not going to do that today. I've already got some calls planned. Or maybe I will if I have time. I don't know. I'll put a link to this story in the show notes if anyone wants to read about this guy and see pictures of him getting sentenced. I'm not sure if it's more embarrassing to go to court over clogging toilets or making prank calls. I ought to call this guy up and see what he thinks. By the way, the clips that you heard at the very beginning of this show, the guy yelling about some little asshole punk named Alex, that was Big Larry. It's a guy that used to live in the same house as me, and I tapped into his phone back in the 90s, and I would listen into his calls. I don't know how he knew I was listening. He must have heard it echoing back to him from upstairs. I went by Alex back then, mostly, back in the 90s. I was always fucking with him. But if you want to read the entire story of Big Larry, you can find that on notla.com, /Larry. Yeah, there it is. The story about how I was just a complete asshole to this guy back in the good old days. If you want to read about that, I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Or you can just go to notla.com/Larry. It's a pretty amazing story just because I should be dead now from fucking with him so much. Larry should have killed me back in the 90s.
Thank you for calling your Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Hi, I'm a customer. I'm in your store right now.
And what are we putting on the...
Alrighty.
And I'm a blind customer. I'm not sure where I'm at in the store right now. Is there any way to figure out where I am? Like, can you see the cameras?
I cannot.
Huh. Is there Braille? Like on
what
the...
What do you see near you? Or what do you feel near you?
Wow. Well, is there Braille on the post? Like, well, what do I feel? Hold on, let me get to this shelf over here.
Yeah, what do you feel near you?
Let's see. Shoot. I'm sorry. I just knocked some things over. It felt like pans, though. Like, maybe something metal? Or it could be automotive?
Okay.
Let me feel around some more. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Hey, Robert, can you go out here and take a look that way and see if someone's feeling for the pan? Yeah.
Is there Braille, like, on the posts or anything?
No, there isn't.
Are you sure? I'm feeling around. Like, I'm trying to see if... Good. That was... I don't know what that was. That was big. I think it almost hit me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a mess. I'm just trying to figure out where I'm at. Where I'm at, ma'am.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Just give me one moment,
should
okay?
Should I feel around some more?
Can I get somebody to help me find a blind customer that has no idea where he's at in store? Well, he's on the phone with me right now, but he doesn't know where he's at.
Yes, you could do a customer page for the customer that's in the store, but that's all we can do. You're misunderstanding. In the store, lost.
Correct. I'm the second person.
Okay, so we're going to see if we can find you.
Okay.
He's blind, and he's trying to feel, but he's knocking stuff over.
Okay, so I'm having someone come and look for you.
Okay, should I just throw some things on the floor and they'll hear me? Ma'am?
Do you happen to have a cane with you?
I set it down somewhere. Not sure where it's at. I'm just not sure what department I'm in.
Okay.
Like, here, let me...
Okay.
Oh.
I keep hearing metal falling, so I have a feeling he's either in automotive or our houseplant. He does, but he says, yeah, he's not sure where it's at.
Okay, ma'am?
So, yeah, we're actually trying to find where... Yes.
I think I might be, you know, where are the candles at? I'm knocking over candles under the floor.
Candles.
Yeah, glass. Okay. Glass candles.
Try candles.
I'm knocking them on the
floor. Okay, I actually have somebody coming towards you. So just,
okay,
just try and stay steady and we'll have someone there.
Should I keep knocking the candles, these glass candles on the floor, so they know where I'm at?
No.
Well, that way they'll know. Like,
no, I actually have them coming towards you.
I know, but how do you know where I'm at? I'm throwing candles on the floor. Can you tell them, like, go to the sound of the breaking glass? Ma'am? Ma'am?
He's knocking something over that's glass.
Okay, I only have a second on the pink bar right now.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
Bye. Okay. So who did you come here with?
Just by myself. I was able to make it in the doors and it just kind of get into the store. I think you guys, did you remodel or something?
So who drove you here?
I drove myself.
Who drove you here?
I drove myself. I'm blind, not stupid. I know how to drive.
If you're blind, you can't drive. That's my question.
Oh, legally, I can't, but I drove here. Do you have, like, you know that you have those
white, hold just a second.
Those cleaning stations, is there Braille on those?
Is there what?
Is there Braille, like, on any of the posts, like, up by the phones, or?
No.
Are you sure? Because I'm feeling I'm feeling around right
hold
now.
Hold just a second.
That was a loud one. Did you hear that?
I can hear it on the phone. Well, hold just a second.
You must have heard that one in the store. All right, now I'm on hold.
Sir?
Yes? Yes? Yes?
Is your number 420-6969?
Correct, that's my number.
Okay, who did you come with?
I came by myself.
Okay. Did you...
What?
Okay,
what?
Are you sure you're at the Walmart?
Oh,
yeah. Just walked the whole store and can't find you?
Yeah, I'm definitely here. What did he say in the walkie-talkie? Was that about me?
So you have a walkie-talkie?
No. I heard him on the walkie-talkie.
About what?
On your end.
Okay, where are you at?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Because if you drove here, then you should be able to see what aisle you're in.
Well, no,
well, I don't know where you are.
I'm blind. So. I'm blind. Don't be disrespectful. I'm blind.
That's okay. I'm going to...
Hold on.
I'm going to call the sheriff's department and have them do a well check on you, and I'll have them call you back, okay?
Well, that's stupid. I don't need
to... So they can help find you, because I don't know where you're at.
Look, I'm here, let me feel around this post here and... Oh, no. I just knocked something over.
No,
sorry,
sir.
But...
We just walked the whole store, and we can't find you, so I'm going to call the sheriff's department, and I'll have them help find you, okay?
Don't do that, because this is just a prank call,
because
dummy.
Because we just walked the whole store. And... Right. Figured it was. Thanks. Bye.
So I put all these sound effects in my soundboard today, and I think I need to mess with the levels, because some of them are super loud, some of them are not very loud at all, and this one sounds like a cartoon. Like, what the fuck is that? I think most of these came from the Hanna-Barbera sound effects library, and I tried to only get ones that sounded realistic, but I left that one in there just for the hell of it. A couple shows ago, a listener named Your Penis suggested that I call up a Walmart and say I'm a blind customer in the Walmart, and I'm not sure where I am, and play sound effects of things being knocked over. And I was hoping to get more subtle sound effects, like, you know, maybe just boxes falling down. But it seems like in sound effects libraries, all the crashing sounds involve either metal or glass. I really like this one labeled hubcap. That's a great one. And then, of course, there's my favorite wrench being dropped. All these are at different sound levels, so the sound levels are just going to be all over the place today. Sorry. And I don't know how long I'm going to do this. I don't know if this is going to turn into a full episode. Because really, how long can this go on? It's just going to be the same thing over and over. Right. And why are those people going to call the sheriff? They're in a populated area. You wouldn't call the sheriff. Wouldn't you just call the local police? Why would you call the sheriff? That's weird.
Thank you. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm a customer. I'm in your store right now. And, I'm a blind customer, and I'm not sure where I'm at inside the store. Is there any way, like, I don't know, can you see me in the cameras, or is there Braille stuff around here?
No.
Are there any audio?
Oh, you're literally blind. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were just, okay. No, there isn't, wow.
Huh.
I don't even know how to find you, to tell you the truth.
I'm feeling around on the shelf, like, I feel some, maybe stacks of papers, like, is there any Braille, stuff, you know, like, for me to feel around for? Do you know if there's Braille?
Not that I know of.
I think I might be near the back of the store, because, like, when I put my hand on the shelf here, it's... I just made a mess.
Okay. Let me find some people to start looking for you, okay? We'll help you out.
Oh, I don't want to put you guys through any trouble. I can figure it out eventually. I was just hoping you might have some sort of system in place for this.
No, we don't.
Oh, shoot. I think I knocked over pots and pans. Wait, no, that wasn't a pot and pan.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. As far as I know, we don't.
You don't? You don't what?
Let me ask. We don't have anything for you to find out. Where
okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not trying to make a mess. It just... I'm, like, feeling around in the shelves.
No, you're okay.
I keep knocking things. Oh, that sounded like housewares. I think I'm in housewares. I just knocked something over that sounded like a bowl, maybe.
Okay. Let me come over to that area and try and find you.
That was glass. That's glass,
okay.
Too.
Okay.
That was glass.
Yeah, I'll get some managers together, and we'll try and locate you, okay?
Okay, but I think, like... I think these might be like little candles, like glass candles.
All right.
I'm throwing them on the floor.
I'll come that way.
Okay.
All right.
Can I just keep throwing these on the floor and you go toward the sound of the breaking glass?
Well, I know exactly where it's at, so. All right.
The candle. They might not be candles.
I got to hang up the phone, though. Just come and find you.
Okay. Well, so. Okay, I'm going to keep throwing the candles on the floor really hard.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye. I think I heard her yelling for someone as she hung up. Let's try one more Walmart. I think it's just all going to be the same, though.
Thank you for calling Walmart. How may I transfer your call?
I'm a blind customer. I'm in your store right now. And I'm not sure which department I'm in. Is there a way to tell which department you're in?
Oh, I don't know how that would be possible.
Okay, because I'm walking, like, I'm in an aisle right now, like inside of an aisle. I'm walking forward.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, I'm not sure what that was. I knocked something. I kicked it with my foot. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I just, like, is there Braille anywhere?
No, there's not.
Like, not even where the phones are or by the cleaning stations? Because I'm feeling along the shelves. And I think I just knocked something over. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Hold on just 1 minute.
Okay. Well, she just thinks it's funny when a blind person knocks over stuff in her store.
This is the system manager, Troy. Can I help you?
Hey, Troy. I'm a blind customer, and I just wasn't sure if there was a way to tell which part of the store I'm in.
Well, I doubt it. Are you with anybody?
Nope. I'm by myself today. But I was feeling.
Do you know what you're wearing? I'll come find you.
Yeah, I'm wearing a red shirt. Like, I'm feeling on the shelves to try and figure out which department I'm in. And I think I might be in, you know, by the kitchen stuff, maybe. That sounded like kitchen stuff that I knocked over. I'm sorry, I don't mean to knock things over.
Yeah, right. I didn't hear anything, and I'm in the kitchen section.
Okay, it must not be the kitchen section. Could it be automotive, maybe? Whoa. Okay, I need to get away from Walmarts, and I think I know of a good place that might be fun to call. Let's try this.
24-hour finish location. This is Skyler. How may I help you?
Hey, Skyler. I'm a member here. I'm in the gym right now. I'm one of your blind members, and I'm not sure where I'm at. I was trying to find the restroom. I think I might be in a storeroom of some kind.
I'll come look for you, brother. I'll come find you.
Do you have a lot of storerooms?
We have two or three, so I'll come give a look for
okay,
you.
Find
you,
bye-bye. Like when I'm trying to find the door, and I keep. I'm not going to. Okay, I just knocked some things over. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Skylar's going to look for you.
Okay. Like, where's the door, though? Because I came in the door, and I was trying to find the facilities. And I don't know. I just kind of got turned around.
That's okay. What do you see right now?
Well, I'm blind. I'm a blind customer.
Okay.
I think I just knocked over a whole shelf. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Skylar is coming.
Jesus, I'm not sure what that was. I think some of the ceiling caved in.
Oh, okay.
Man. I knocked over a support beam.
Oh, it must not be on the main floor. It must be back in the facilities.
Is there a basement?
There is not a basement. Did you walk down some stairs?
I did at some point, but like so much has happened since then, it's hard to remember.
Oh, that's okay.
I just knocked that over. Oh, that was glass. Nope, that's not the door. Shoot, I'm so sorry.
You're okay.
I didn't mean.
You're fine.
The escalator?
Or the elevator? Did you go down the elevator?
Yeah, but it's hard to tell when you're blind, like what floor you get off at. Oh, here, I think this is the door. I'm gonna. No, that wasn't the door. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, I'm here for you. 1 second.
What?
Sorry, I just had one of my clients come in. 1 second.
I'm a client, too. Did I just hear the word prank call? Yep.
For me, yeah, sorry, we've got a weird Skylar. He's either in the basement or this is a prank call. Because he's saying that shelves and ceilings are falling down and like glass is breaking. And all these weird things are happening.
Yeah, I heard
all
the weird bugs. That's why I had to
break it out. Oh, did you hear it?
Are you at the location?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, when you cover the phone, I can still hear you talking about prank calls and stuff, and I'm not a prank caller. I'm a Christian. Like, I can hear everything you say. It's not how microphones work. Just because you put your hand over...
Are you at the location?
Yeah, definitely. Is there a basement?
You could possibly be in the basement. Yeah, let me go check. I'm, like, running out of places to look.
Yeah. Because, like, there's a shelf here. Like, do you have a room with shelves? Because I'm, like, pushing on this... I'm so sorry.
You're all good. I checked the room with shelves. Let me go check downstairs real quick, see if you're in the parking garage.
Yeah.
And then I'll be right back.
Oh, there's little glass things here. What? What's happening? I hung up on them. I actually waited on hold for about 20 minutes, and they never came back. I think they forgot about me. Or maybe they got lost in the basement. I'm not sure.
Thanks for calling 24 Hour Fitness. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a I'm a member. I'm in your gym right now, but I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure which room I'm in.
Okay.
I was trying to find the restroom.
Are you downstairs at least?
Well, it's hard to say.
Okay.
So I use the elevator.
What do you look like? Oh, you use the elevator?
I'm wearing glasses.
Okay.
Like I was trying to find the restroom. I think this is a storeroom.
Okay.
Like I'm feeling I'm feeling around a little bit and fuck. Fuck. I just knocked some things over.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think you might be upstairs. It's okay. Let me come up there and look for you. One sec.
Do you know if no. Whatever. He hung up. Let's forget 24 Hour Fitness. I don't know where else to call, really. I think it might be time to just move on, but maybe in the comments of the show, you could suggest some things. Tell me what type of places to call.
Thank you for calling Fred Meyer. This is Kim. How can I help you?
Hey, Kim. I'm a customer. I'm in your store right now.
Okay.
And I'm blind, so I'm not sure what part of the store I'm in right now. I don't know which department.
Okay.
Do you have a system for figuring that out?
Are you calling from one of our phones or from...
I'm on my cell phone. I'm feeling around. I don't feel any braille, like on the shelf here. I'm trying... Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm sorry. I just knocked some things over. Were you able
to... Okay,
Were you able to hear? Were you able to hear that from where you are? Like,
yes.
Okay. Do you know what direction it came from?
I don't. Give me just one second. And we'll help you out. Okay.
Okay. Oh, she put me on hold. I like the first call where I could hear her radio into people on the walkie-talkies about the blind guy.
This is Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
This is Brad. Hey, I think I might be in the stock room. Did she tell you what's going on?
Yeah, but you don't know where you're at?
No, because I'm blind. I'm actually,
okay.
So, but like, I think this is the stock room because I'm feeling on the shelves, and the merchandise.
I am in the stock room and I don't see you.
Okay, I must not be there. I must be wrong. Could it be automotive? Because
if there's something on the, we're doing a remodel, so it could be over that way.
Oh yeah, is this scaffolding I'm holding right now? Here, let me shake it. Oh no.
What was that?
I think I knocked something over. It might have been a ladder. I can't tell. Let me try and feel over here.
Oh, I hear. Okay, stay right there. I'm coming over that way.
Okay, I found some glass things. I can't tell what they are. I'm throwing them on the floor. Oh, jeez. Could this be sporting goods, maybe?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where you're at.
I'm trying to... Oh, geez. Oh, this is a mess. I'm just kicking stuff on the floor now.
Okay, well...
Like, there's stuff all over the floor. Oh, geez.
Okay, well, stop so I can get up there and figure out where you're at.
Okay, I'm trying. It's just I'm shuffling around on the floor, and there's just stuff all over the floor at this point. Oh Jesus! Fucking Christ! This is nuts.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Here, let me try and see what's on this shelf here. Oh, that was more glass. I think I might be in housewares. Oh no, that's not housewares.
Sir, I don't see you. I'm in the store looking.
Can you just go toward the sound of the noises?
What's that?
Can you go toward the sound of the noises? Here, let me knock some more stuff over. Just go toward that sound that I'm making.
Yeah, I'm looking, but I don't... Okay. I still don't...
Pretend you're a blind person. Listen with your ears. Do you hear where that's coming from?
I don't.
This could be like the gardening section. I feel like I'm outside.
Okay.
Let me just keep knocking stuff around so you can find me. Can you find me yet? Hello? Hello? What? What was that?
I do not see you.
Do you hear me, though? Like, can you hear me? I'm throwing shit around.
I can hear the noise, but I can't hear it outside of the phone.
Oh, yeah. Man, this happens every time I go to Walmart.
Oh. No, that's not good.
Yeah. I mean, the Walmart's only so big, you can't find me?
Well, this is Fred Meyer.
I'm sorry, what's that?
This is Fred Meyer.
Oh, this is Fred Meyer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm at the Walmart. Oops.
All right.
I guess I should call them. Do you know their number?
I don't right off the top of my head. I can try to look it up for you.
Nah, it's okay. I'll just ask Siri. I'm surprised nobody's come around, though. Like, I've been really making a mess over here.
All right, good luck, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for looking for me.
All right, bye.
Bye. At least he got some exercise. Let's see what's happening on the prank line. Looks like a guy has been calling in a bunch today.
Yeah, hi. My name is Bob. I was curious if you still had your trailer for sale. Two questions. From outside fender to outside fender, how wide is it? And number two is, where are you located? If you can call me back, that'd be great.
All right. And, oh, it's a boat trailer, it says on this next voicemail from him.
Hi, Roy. My name is Bob. I was curious if you still had your boat trailer for sale.
Then there's another one. He thinks I called him back or something. I don't know.
Hi, Roy. This is Bob again. My stupid volume was down on my phone when you called, evidently.
I didn't call you.
If you could call me back, I would appreciate.
Yeah, I never called him. But he left that message less than an hour ago, so let's see if I can get him to pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
It's Roy. You called me about the trailer?
Yeah, how about that? You still have it?
Yeah, I've still got it.
Where are you located?
I'm just here, you know, right here. I'm in here in the area, you know, just right around the corner.
I'm in New Bedford.
Yeah, all the way in New Bedford. I've lived here
Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in New Bedford.
You're in New Bedford.
Yeah. I used to live in Marblehead. Now I live in New Bedford. That's why my phone number is different.
Uh-huh. So where's the trailer?
It's in my garage. You want me to go measure those wheels?
Yes. Just the span between the two fenders.
Okay, yeah, I'm going in the garage now. It's buried under a big... Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Okay, it's going to be hard to get to it now. I just dropped a big pile of stuff just fell on it. Let me get my measuring tape off the shelf here. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Okay, so I knocked over a support beam in the garage, and the whole roof caved in, and it bent the trailer in half.
No.
Yeah, it's all bent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
I guess that takes care of that.
Yeah, I don't think I can sell it. I'm going to have to ask you to pay for this, because I was coming out here to measure it for you. This is kind of your fault.
Kind of my fault?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to pay for this.
Well, I'm hoping you're okay.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I got a little scraped up when the roof caved in. I'm walking over here trying to get out of the mess. Oh. Ow.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's a mess in here, but, yep, I'm going to need you to pay for this trailer and possibly the roof. Do you have a lawyer?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. This is your fault. You sent me into the garage knowing that I could get hurt.
Well, it's too bad. At least you didn't get hurt, and it didn't fall on top of you anyways.
Well, no, it did fall on top of me. I think I'm okay, but for all I know, I could have a concussion. I might need to go to the hospital, and you're going to have to pay the medical bills.
I don't think so.
And then you sent me back into the mess, and it fell again.
Well, I think you best stay out of there.
Okay, well, I will. Thanks for telling me now. But it's too late. You've already damaged.
Could have been worse. Could have been a little.
You've already damaged.
Could have been a little kid in there, you know.
Oh, hey, don't remind me of that, okay? That was over 10 years ago.
Yeah. All right.
Not cool.
Take care.
Oh well, I need to get your contact information. I need money. You ruined my trailer. You ruined my roof.
I don't think so.
My head's bleeding.
Talk to you later.
This is bullshit. Right. This is bullshit. All right. Not going to sell that trailer.
Hi, this is Sonia. I show poultry with 4-H, and I was wondering if you had any of your I Am Samani hens left that I could come get this week. Just call me back at 7. Hello?
Hello, Sonia?
Yeah.
Hey there. This is Roy. I'm calling you back. You wanted some hens for 4-H? I mean, hens.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 The I Am Samanis?
Yeah. Well, they're genetically modified, so they're like I Am Samanis, but they're kind of like a GMO I Am Samani.
Mm.
We've been working on just modifying them genetically.
Ah.
So they're technically that.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting around reading right now.
Oh, okay. You're just really quiet and not responding. Did you still want those?
I'm not sure.
Because they've been genetically modified so that the meat in them tastes like complete shit, and the eggs are basically rotten as soon as they come out.
Not really then.
But I mean, they're still healthy. They look really bad. Like they're like really ugly hens, and they taste like shit. But they're healthy.
Well, they're more for like 4-H showing.
Oh, for showing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody's ever going to have seen a chicken like this. That's guaranteed.
I think I'll pass on this.
They have kind of a red-blue tint to them.
Huh?
They're like a weird hue. Like they've got a... It's the really weird color. You'd have to see them. I could send you pictures on my cell phone. Basically, they look like... They're like nightmare fuel. They're like really, really... Just, they look like demons or something.
I'll pass on these.
What?
I'll pass on these.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You're just like bad at conversation or something? You're just trailing off?
I think it's our phone.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so you're not interested?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, hang up then. Hang up the fucking phone, lady. Well, that's all the calls I can get to pick up from the prank line for now. I'll have to try some more of these later. There's more calls and texts about the trailer. There's another one about the American Girl dolls on Craigslist. I think I might be done with the show for the day. I don't know what else to do. I did have this idea that somebody suggested on Twitter because of the video I posted on Twitter yesterday. I posted this video of me down the block from a bookstore that's on fire yelling about how I burned the bookstore down, which all had to do with the Dick Show and Maddox and all that stuff. And somebody in the comments named Eurist McBrap said, "You should call bookstores and tell them that a group of protesters are heading over to do some book burnings." Which sounds like a lot of fun. I'm trying to find a list of banned books, because I don't know what books have been banned. Like, here's a list, but it's a bunch of books I've never heard of. So that doesn't count. It's got to be a list that everybody's heard of. Like, everyone knows that one Mark Twain book was banned, right? And, oh wow, look at this. Captain Underpants was banned for encouraging disruptive behavior. And also because it included a same-sex couple. We can't have that. I totally agree with that one. Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, that's a good one. A lot of people know about that one. To Kill a Mockingbird, 1984. Okay, let's just call some bookstores. I was thinking instead, though, maybe asking them if they'll donate some books for our book burning at the church. And I think the real challenge is going to be finding bookstores that still exist. Independent bookstores. I don't want to call Barnes & Noble or anything. I want to call, like, little ones.
Want some books? It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. This is Pastor Roy from the Church of God here in town.
Hi. How can I help you, Pastor?
Well, we're on our way over. Me and my church group, we're going to have a book burning in front of your store. And it's just a protest banned books. Do you have any banned books you'd be willing to donate?
Banned books?
You know, just like To Kill a Mockingbird or Harry Potter. Or, you know, the...
Henry Miller.
Yeah.
He was banned for many years.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have any of that, we could burn that in our burn pile. We're bringing a burn pit over. We're going to put it on the sidewalk in front of your store.
In front of our store?
Yep.
Oh. Do the owners know about that?
No, we find it best just to kind of show up and, you know, march around with our signs and burn some books and chant and... then just be on our way. We won't cause any problems. We're just hoping you might have some stuff to donate, like Catcher in the Rye or Animal Farm.
Oh.
Like, do you have any books that you'd be willing to give to the cause?
Possibly. Do they have to be banned books? Because we do have some books that could...
Or are you just trying to get rid of your trash? Because that's not what we're doing.
That's not what you're doing.
No. Mm-hmm. No, we need like Anne Frank's book.
Anne Frank's?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's...
Diary of Anne Frank?
Pretty sinful. The Giver.
How about... hold on. Just a moment.
Okay. Are you trying to figure out speakerphone? Ma'am, are you still there? What happened? I don't hear you.
Well, I can't donate to that cause.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We can donate to your church, but...
Okay. Well, we're probably going to say mean things about you in our megaphone during the burning.
Well, but... then we definitely don't want you burning books in front of our bookstore.
But it's for a good cause. It's for Jesus.
Well, I believe in Jesus wholeheartedly. I truly do. But I also believe in books, and, you know, that has a connotation, burning books has a connotation of, like, the Nazis and whatnot.
That's
frightening.
That's what I tried to tell Dick Masterson from The Dick Show.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, it'll be funny.
No, it's not.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to be there pretty soon. We're going to burn some books and march around in front of your store and yell at customers and say terrible things.
I hope not.
Oh, it'll just be for a few minutes. Don't worry. It's fine. Just 15 minutes tops.
Because you know what? That's not Jesus' way.
Oh, no. But like Jesus. Well, Jesus wouldn't want people writing books like Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, but just because of that doesn't mean that negative behavior is a positive thing.
Mm. Hey, do you have like business cards of your store?
We have bookmarks.
Okay, can we throw those in the book burning pile? Since you won't get his books.
I don't want our store to burn.
Oh no, I'm not suggesting anything like that. It's just, you know, you won't give us books, so I thought it would just be symbolic because I can just yell through the megaphone. You know what? This store won't give us any banned books. They just sell them. They're basically working for Satan. That's what I'm going to say.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Okay, well, you know what? We're almost there in the van with all our books and our fire pit.
All right.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
All right, bye, honey. It's nothing personal. Yeah, I guess that's about how I would expect that to go. I'm going to try just saying we're doing it at our own church. Because I don't want them to think we're coming out to... Oh, hi. This is Pastor Roy from the Church of God.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, we're having a book burning at our church tonight in the parking lot. I was wondering if you might have any banned books that you'd like to donate.
I can't tell if this is like an ironic thing.
Ironic? What would be ironic about it?
Like, you're seriously burning books?
Yeah, well, just banned books, like, you know, just evil, like Harry Potter and 1984 and Animal Farm, stuff like that.
Alrighty, then.
I just didn't know if you'd want to... Okay, he's gone.
Well, miss, this is Anna Rose speaking. How can I help you today?
Hey there. This is Pastor Roy from the church. From the Church
Hello?
Of God. Hi.
How can I help?
Well, I was wondering, we're having a book burning tonight in the parking lot, our youth group. We're having a book burning. And I was wondering if you had any books you'd like to donate to that?
We have a donation request on our website, but our owner who deals with that is not going to be in today, so I doubt that we'll be able to donate anything for tonight.
Well, could we just come in and you could just give us some random Harry Potter books?
No. You would have to buy them.
Or Lord of the Flies, maybe?
No, nope, you have to buy any of the books in our store.
Do we get, like, a discount, maybe?
No. You have to buy them at full price
okay.
in our store.
Well, you don't have to be a bitch about it. Like, you know, these are, like, evil books. You shouldn't even be selling them.
Well, that is your opinion, and I hope you have fun with your book burning tonight, but I cannot donate books with you without the owner's permission, and she's not here today.
Well, what about God's permission? God's higher up than your owner.
Well, God doesn't give us money, so... Hey,
let me... I can put him on the phone.
You have a good day, sir.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know about this one, Mr. McBrap. Nobody seems to agree that this is a good idea. You know, years ago when I lived in Illinois, I used to drive by this church on a main road a lot, and on certain nights of the week it'd be dark out, and I'd see this little bonfire in the parking lot with all these teenage kids standing around it, and they all had things in their hands. I'm pretty sure they were burning books, or maybe they're just burning CDs. I've heard about churches having CD burning parties, you know, to burn that satanic music that kids are listening to these days. This was back in the early 2000s. I don't know if they're still doing it today. Let's try just one more.
Books, how can I help you?
Hi there, this is Pastor Roy from the Church of God.
Okay.
And we're going to be coming over there in a little bit with a fire pit. We're going to hold a book burning on the sidewalk right in front of your door.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you had any books you'd like to donate. Any banned
books? Book burning.
Yeah, like Harry Potter, maybe?
Definitely not.
Or just anything in the occult section, maybe?
No, I don't think so. Is this a prank?
No, why would I prank call you?
Sounds like a prank. Wish you the best of luck.
All
Have
right.
a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Books and Paper Dreams, Lyndon. This is Ann. May I help you?
Hi, Ann. This is Roy from the Church of God. And
how can I help you?
Well, I was calling to let you know we're on our way over right now. We're going to be holding a book burning in front of your store, like on the sidewalk. And I wanted to know if you might have any books you'd like to donate to our book burning, like any, like occult type books?
No, I like, don't have any books that we would burn, no.
Well, what about Harry Potter?
Not at all.
I know you saw Harry Potter. I've been in there. She sounded somewhat offended. All right, this next one, last one for real. I think these are all just going to be the same. It's going to be just like the knocking shit over pranks.
Village Books and Paper Dreams, from the Cherie.
Hey, this is Pastor Roy from the Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a book burning in front of your store in about 30 minutes. And as a book burning.
Okay.
You know, just banned books, like evil books, like Harry Potter and stuff.
Okay.
Do you have any you'd like to donate?
No.
Like no books like you know, Harry Potter or Judy Blume or something?
No.
George Orwell? Because I know you sell this stuff.
Yes, we do.
So you don't you can't donate some for religious purposes?
No, we try to stay secular, sir. Sorry.
Well, that's how Nazism happens, when you try to stay secular.
Are you trying to play a prank on us? Is this what this is?
Of course not. No, I'm way too old for prank calls. I'm a pastor of a church. We're just doing a book burning. That's all.
Okay, I would like you to speak to our owner then. Do you want to stay on the phone?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Hello, this is Paul.
Oh, hey, Paul. It's Pastor Roy from the Church of God. I was just letting that employee know that we're doing a book burning in front of your store in about 30 minutes.
Really?
And I was just hoping you might have some books you'd like to donate for the book burning.
What an interesting question. No, we have no books that we'd want to donate for book burning.
Well, I mean, you don't have any filthy books? Like, I know you saw Harry Potter. I've been in there before.
I'm sorry, we don't have any what books?
Any filthy books.
Filthy books?
Like
we don't have filthy books here.
Ungodly books. No, you have Harry Potter. I've seen Harry Potter there. I've seen George Orwell.
Okay.
You can't tell me you don't have those type of books. Like, you don't have to lie. I'm a pastor. Shouldn't lie.
You can call yourself whatever you like, but if you're burning books, that's censorship, and that reminds me of Nazi Germany.
Oh, no, it's not censorship. People can still buy the books. It's just symbolic.
Oh, excellent.
You're the one being Nazis if you're selling those type of books to the public.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Okay, well, we're going to be there in about 30 minutes. We're just going to give a public demonstration on the sidewalk.
Excellent.
Yell through our megaphone. Probably bad things about you because you're not donating books.
We're not donating books for you to burn, so you're going to say bad things about us.
Well, it's just because of the money, right? You're just, like, all concerned about profits. You don't care about just values.
No, we care about people being able to read what they want to read and not telling people what they're supposed to read. We don't want to control people and have them think a certain way. We believe in people being able to think for themselves.
Oh, that sounds like something Satan would say.
Is that what you say whenever you don't agree with what somebody says?
Well, no, it actually sounds like something Satan would say, like you just want to keep selling your filth.
I didn't say that.
You're basically being just like a Nazi. You're like, everyone says I have to let people read what they want to read.
So I better do what they say. You might want to check your history. In fact, you might want to read now and then would be a good idea.
Oh, I read all the time. I read from the Bible, motherfucker.
Well, with that kind of language, it doesn't seem like you do.
There's nothing in the Bible that says I can't say motherfucker.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be there pretty soon with our book burning on the sidewalk.
Okay. Thank you for the warning. I appreciate that.
Well, it's not a warning. Don't take it like that. It's going to be in a controlled fire pit right next to the trash cans.
Okay. Well, I appreciate... I meant it sincerely. I appreciate you letting us know ahead of time.
Okay. And if you change your mind and if you want to stop being a Satanist, bring out some Ray Bradbury books and Harry Potter.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a nice day, sir. God bless. I love the idea of this, but then I make the calls and I'm basically just arguing politics and shit. And who wants to hear that? I blame Jurist McBrap. He's the one that had this idea. Thanks a lot, Jurist McBrap. It was fun to try, at least.
And coming in from east of the Rockies, it's Microcorgi!
Hey, Microcorgi.
Hey, Brad. I guess I'm kind of becoming your source of useless information.
Yay.
Fun fact about counterfeit bills, the police really, they don't care. It's the Secret Service that deals with those. So if you take them into a bank or something and just say, hey, these were given to me, they'll have the Secret Service come out, and then they'll just, like, deal with the bills. I don't actually know what they do after that. But I just think it'd be cool for red and black suits to just, like, show up and freak out over some crappy little paper bills. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's
great.
That. Have a good one, Brad.
Bye, Microcorgi. And I don't know, like, I read the local police logs all the time. And they post pictures of people who pass counterfeit bills, and sometimes those people get identified and arrested for it. Seems like the cops would take an interest. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. You researched it, not me.
Hey, Brad, it's Hunter. I had an idea for a tennis from hell. You said you wanted ideas.
Yeah,
so you put a big pirate cannon in the hallway. So that when someone comes knocking on the door, you're going to light it. So you put a big pirate cannon hallway, so that when someone comes knocking on the door, you're just going to light it and shoot a cannonball through. Alright, see ya.
A pirate cannon, okay. That'll be my new home security technique. You know, I think I clearly said to leave your ideas in the comments. Not to complain or anything, I'm just
saying. Hey, Brad, this is Sean. I'm a sound guy, and I was just listening to your
show
that you just released with your new mixer. You're having trouble there. It sounds like you have pre-fader listen on your sends, so turn that off. If there's a button that says PFL, or if there's a button that says pre, turn it off, and it'll follow your fader moves, so people on the other end won't hear the music when you bring the faders down there.
Okay.
Yada, yada. Good luck, man.
That may have been the problem. The PFL thing is not on right now. Maybe it was the other day when I did the live show, or I guess it must have been for them to be able to hear it. I ended up fixing it by turning the send knobs down on the music slider. That seemed to fix it, but I didn't have to do that on my old one. So yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I had that push the other day. I'm still learning on this thing. I was just getting used to that old mixer, and here I go and get another one.
Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Hello.
Good
morning. How are you doing today?
Considered Sal and Richard from the Howard Stern Show to be influences of yours, because they were prank calling swap shop and tradio shows on FM airwaves.
It's true.
Back in the late 2000s. I don't know if you got that idea from them or if they got the idea from you. Bye-bye, friend.
I don't think it was either. I think it's just kind of an obvious idea to do. The Jerky Boys were doing that. Oh, wait, no. They were placing ads for people to call them. But I don't know what Sal and What's-His-Face do with the tradio. I don't really listen to Stern anymore, and I never heard them on when I did listen to Stern. Do they call in and screw with the show live on the air, or do they just call back the people who've tried to sell things? I was phone mobbing radio stations in the 80s. I have proof of this on my other podcast, Brad's Cactus Shack, over at notla.com. I played a bunch of really unfunny prank calls of mine from the 1980s, where I just called into a radio station and said stupid things constantly, over and over. There was no caller ID back then. It was awesome. So I think that means Sal stole it from me. Or maybe it's just an obvious thing to do. I think it's
probably... Hey, Brad, it's Carlito. Oh, just kidding. It's Red Eagle Cobra.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. You had me going there for a second.
Thinking about your last show you did, and the woman who apparently knew the show, and you were paranoid a little bit about it, thinking that she put an ad out or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just calling to say I don't think that's the case, because do the math, you probably called like 10,000 people
over the
course of the Snowplow Show's existence.
Over on another prank call show, they were doing prank calls to landlords, apartment buildings, and the apartment building guy they called knew all about phone losers and mentioned the name Roy, and he knew everything about it. It was crazy. So I think you're right. I think I just happened to call someone that had heard of the calls before. You'd think she would have emailed me by now, just to set my mind at ease. Thanks a lot, person, for not emailing me.
The odds that you would not run into someone who would already know about it is probably very low, given the fact there's 10,000 fans of the show.
Yeah.
So, it's just possible, just because you called so many people. She probably was a legitimate fan that you ended up calling. If you do the math, it seems right.
I was just thrown off by it. It doesn't happen often, or I guess ever.
Because
really,
all the fans are pretty much diehard, so they all would have instantly know it's you. But that's just my take on it. I really do think that there are people out there that would just be able to recognize you. I mean, I've never met a PLA fan in real life. Wonder if anyone else has.
Me either.
By coincidence. So there you go.
Hi, Brad. It's me. Don't you know it's me? I just wanted to say that.
What's your name?
I'm a really big fan.
What's your name?
I think you're so hot, and I wish I was there.
I wonder what your name is.
Don't you wish you were right here, too?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Don't you want to do stuff to me? Like,
oh my God.
Things?
I'm getting so flustered. Crimson was right. I just don't know what to do right now.
Don't you want to know my name?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name?
What is it? What is it? What's your name?
I can tell you. My name
Please.
Is Guillermo, fool.
Ah, fuck.
Ooh, ha, ha.
God damn it.
Ha, ha.
Shit.
You thought I was a girl, fool? Ha, ha. You're gay, fool. Damn.
You got me.
Damn.
Fuck.
You thought I was a girl, fool. You're gay now. You got to take me to breakfast. Ha.
Okay.
All right, fool. Later, fool.
Right, bye.
Who thought I was a girl, fool?
I feel so stupid now. I did not see that one coming at all.
Hey, Brad, this is Tasha from Parts Unknown. I know that.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall for that one. Hello, sir.
Please, please do another show on Tenants from Hell, because those shows are so fucking funny. Not so much digging tunnels and shit, more of dumping shit down your toilet. That is funny. So, anyways.
Okay.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Thanks, Tasha. You know, other people hate the flushing things down the toilet. Some of them, anyway. I agree, though. I need to do some more Tenants from Hell calls. I have this big old list in my notebook still of ideas that I haven't done. I'll do some more soon. That's actually all the voicemails. What an incredibly short voicemail segment. So that's the end of the show. Thank you to the sponsors. Fun Society Arcade, Synthed, Gobi, Edward G., and High School Graduate. Please support the show if you're able to by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Just $5 a month gets you an extra show every week, because two free shows a week, that's not enough. You need more than that. Got to have that hobo-sode. So please support the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow the Phone Losers on all the things. Twitter.com/phonelosers. Facebook.com/phonelosers. YouTube.com/phonelosersofamerica. There's a Reddit. There's a Facebook group. Go to snowplowshow.com and look in the show notes. You will find links to everything. Bye, everybody.
I broke free on a Saturday morning. I put the pedal to the floor. Headed north on Mills Avenue. And listened to the engine roar. A girl named Kathy wants a little of my time. Six cylinders underneath the hood, crashing and kicking. Listen to the engine whine. I am gonna make it through this year, if it kills me. I am gonna make it through this year, if it kills me. me. I am gonna make it through this year if it kills me.
What would you be doing on the roof, sir?